guys! We are back with our special episode today. As you can tell, ako lang yung nagsasalita sa intro natin today kasi ang ating si ating Eunice, grown up siya today.
Guest ako ngayon.
Guest siya today, okay. With her significant other. Wow!
Hello!
Yes, significant other. No other than Patrick. Sige, okay, so introduce yourselves. Wow, introduce yourselves. And also, how long you've been together.
Okay, sige. Game. So, since kilala niyo naman na ako, so, Patrick,
ikaw na mag-introduce.
Ayaw mag
What do I say? I am Patrick.
Okay.
Significant other.
Ano ba yan? Diyos ko. We're coming into our fifth year of long distance and we've been together 5 years to then.
Almost there.
Yeah. So,
congrats.
Paano yun, wow. Diba? 5 years naman. Yeah,
okay. Long diba? Distance.
Parang feeling ko hindi ko siya kalala. Wow.
Who you?
Joke lang.
Wow,
ganun talaga. O sige, well, mukhang maraming ano pala to eh, explosibong expose. Wow.
Oh, wow. Boy, Buddha, is that you?
Sige. So, I think this will be the part of the episode that it will be about me. So, please tell everyone how you guys met.
Gusto ko yung tinanong mo pa, alam mo naman.
Through you?
Ano ba naman sagot yun? Through you.
Through you, of course. Kasi it's about me.
Sumama tayo dito.
Sumabit ako sa date nyo ni Ziggy. So, nagdi-dinner tayo sa Mega. Tapos, we were talking about what Karen told me na why don't I try serial dating daw? So, sabi ko, sige, no? Hindi ko pa na-try yun. Tapos yun, sabi mo, meron kang papadate sa akin. Pero iba pa yung una. Tapos naalala mo, ay, may nauna pala si Patrick. Nauna pala magsabi si Patrick. Tapos sabi mo, oh, he's a nice guy. He's one of my favorites. Kasi he's really nice. I remember one time, nung pumunta ka yata sa something nila, he was the one talking to you, ganyan. So, sabi mo, he's nice. Nice. Di naman nice yun. Anyway.
Wow. Uy, just to be clear ha, just to set the record straight. Sinasabi lagi ni Patrick na ako daw yung dahilan kung ba't kayo nagkakilala. Actually, more importantly, you have to thank Ziggy. Kasi, again, kakatulad nga na sabi ni...
Oh, thank you, Ziggy.
Ni Eunice. Noong una, sa iba ko talaga, balak ireto si...
Aren't you happy na you ended up with me?
Yeah, I think she's happy naman. But wait, after nun, sabi sa akin ni Ziggy, huy, di ba nagpapasabi sa'yo si Patrick na nagpapahanap siya sa'yo? Sabi ko, ay, oo nga pala, ayun na lang pala, Eunice. Tapos ano sinabi ko sa inyo, bakit kayo bagay? Ano yung sabi kong thing in common nyo?
Oh, he works out too, and he likes to drink. Kasi nung time na yon, ka-breakup ko lang, diba? So, mahilig ako minom.
Past tense lahat.
Ka-breakup ko lang. Ngayon, tanong nyo kung nag-gym pa siya. Diyos ko.
Hey, I play sports now again.
Esports.
That is true. No, like...
Anyway, yon. So, nahirapan pa si Jelly nun mag-schedule ng kung kailan kayo magde-date. Kasi...
There was a lot of conflicts.
Busy ako eh. Siya din busy siya. May nascon daw siya. Anyway, other than that, it wasn't technically a blind date kasi may Facebook na. So, sinearch ko. Kaso walang kwenta yung pictures. Parang hindi ko ma-excite. Ang sama ako ba? Sorry, babe. Love you. Sige, Patrick. Huwag kang comment lang dyan. Ituloy mo yung kwento.
Nag-board games tayo. Nag-double book. We played this fishy thingy. It was, to be fair. I saw your shoulders.
Oh my God, yung bakuna top mo. Bakuna top.
yun yung ano. Hindi. I don't know what that's called. But yeah. No, we had fun. We genuinely had fun playing board games, a lot of board games, including that little crane.
Yes, I remember that.
Halwan ka na, anong tawag doon? Yung may magnet
lifted,
na gano.
Lifted, I think.
But then someone... Kasi may magnet. Hindi ko na alam yun.
Lift it.
And then yun, it was a very, lengthy day.
Yeah.
But I wish it was longer, but
lengthy day.
Someone had to go home, and you know, diretso na agad, diretso.
Correction,
agad.
I did not go home. Diretso na ako sa next.
Tsaka just to set the record straight.
Dinala na lang niya
yung
okay. off
so dahil sinabi niya na pareho yung side yun na nag-double book si Yuni sa first date. Sa second time naman na nakita sila, yung isa naman yung nag, ano, umalis rin na maaga. Sabi ko, ah, si kuya, oo, sarap sa bunutan. Si...
Ay, hindi siya umalis ng maaga.
Hindi ako umalis.
Nagbabalak siyang umalis
ng
nagbabalak
maaga. Siya,
nagbalak.
Tapos medyo parang tinititigan ko na siya ng masama. Pero hindi pala niya nagigets. Oo, hindi pa, hindi.
Hoy!
Because we're genuinely dense.
Medyo.
Ang malala doon, balak niya akong iiwan sa fourth.
Oo, correct. So, para sa
kasi doon din yung next niyang lakad.
Oo. Actually, hindi. Nandun tayo sa nagbo-board games yun tayo. Again, medyo, ano, importante yung board games sa love life nila dahil yun yung mga first few dates namin.
Dun ang,
well, to,
yun yung nag-setup ng iba rin.
Well, to be fair, yun din naman kasi yung uso nung time na yun. At saka at the same time, that was more the neutral thing to do. So there, so yun naman sila. Kaya sila nagsimula ni Miss. Pero matanong ko lang pala sa inyong dalawa. Is this the first, well, is this your first relationship that's actually long distance?
No.
Oo.
Ikaw, okay. Si Patrick, first time. Ikaw, Eunice, hindi. Kasi, or yung sa'yo kasi, it's more of, dahil pumupunta ka dyan.
Pero ano, mga 5 months lang yung length. Hindi katulad nito na 5 years.
Mars. Iba yung 5 years sa 5 months.
Five rin naman.
Relax.
Ah, hindi, pero long.
Type ko lang.
Hello, in college days. Parang matagal na yun, no? Bata pa
sige
ako.
Sige na nga. Wow, yeah, sige man. Na nga. Pinayagan na.
Bata distance ka pa rin naman, di ba?
Ay, nako. Basically, I withheld information back then kasi hindi ko alam kung paano ko sasabihin sa'yo na, ay, alis na siya.
I will take it out. I will
just
take...
to be fair, I didn't think that it would actually like push through na magiging kayo talaga.
Again, hey, it was supposed to be serial
look at
dating.
Us. And look at
naging
here,
serial,
where we are now.
Serial dating, naging serial monogamist si Yuni. Oo, nangyari.
Serial pro. Serials.
Wow. Nag-joke
but
po
yeah.
siya.
Ano yan po, that's what I have to deal with every day. But okay. Love conquers
for
all.
For 5 years. But
yes,
you know.
Love sa ano.
Pag
love
mahal mo,
love.
Mahal mo lahat.
Wow.
Diba?
Kung mahal mo daw, mahal mo. So, before getting into this particular relationship, yung LDR nyo, how did you feel about LDRs in the first place? I mean, ano na feel? Anong tingin nyo before being here? If we were to ask you 5 years ago, what do you think of LDRs? What would you say, Patrick?
Me? Tough. And still is. To be honest naman, and to be fair to everyone who's going through a similar LDR, may it be COVID-induced LDR or totoong LDR, may hirap siya because of a lot of things. Especially if there's may time difference, sobrang hirap. Kasi, kailan ka ba nun yung tumulantalan kasi mula? West Coast muna.
Nung una kong pagdating dito, yung unang part ng LDR natin.
Kasi, Sanfo? Parang basta West Coast na parang 16 hours, I think.
Mm.
So, definitely, kailangan mag-match ng oras nyo. Now, the problem with those kinds of hours, either someone is puyat, or someone will wake up very early. And, mahirap siya, kasi gagalaw lahat eh. So, well, now, it's just 12 hours, well, 13 kasi daylight savings, but it's slightly better. But every time nagpapalit siya ng oras, eh, ano, full production ng adjustments ng lahat.
Nag-aaway kami.
It happens. Kasi even nung, kailan ka ba nag...
Full production!
Nag 9 hours ka eh. Nung nag, ano, nag... Ano doon?
Arizona?
Hindi. Yung a couple of days mo sa... Nung like first half. January. May 1 week ka dun.
London. Oh, London. Nag-London
na
ako.
9 hours. 9 hours pa tayo. 8 or 9, something like that. Ayun, gulo-uli dun.
Sobrang off nun.
Sobrang gulo-uli ng ano. Wala, hindi naman ata tayo nag-away, pero sobrang reset uli yung body clock. Reset yung oras. So, yeah, that's one. Definitely tough yung ano, oras.
Ikaw.
You. Ano pang gusto mo?
Yeah. Yeah, yun din, the routines. Kasi ako ma-routine ako na person, so every time nagpapalit yun, na ano naman natin, na nababaliw ako. Alam naman nating lahat, yun. Pag may changes na ganun kalaki, nababaliw ako kung ano-ano sinasabi ko. So, yun.
Ano nga ba yung mga sinasabi mo?
Paano mo iaano yung quality time kung
the time itself is difficult.
Hindi nga, mahirap mag-or. Ayun. So, it's all about finding the middle ground talaga. One needs to not necessarily give up something, but
compromise.
Adjust and adapt. Acclimatize.
Compromise. Oh, kasi syempre, like, a lot of times, kunyari, alam namin may gagawin kami that day and hindi kami makapag-usap. We'll talk about, oh, what if, you know, you just wake up earlier this day, ganyan, para makapag-usap tayo. Not. And then, ayun, mas nagiging valuable yung time. Like, the only time that we get to talk is, you know, a certain number of hours per day. Mm-mm. So, when that time comes, dapat full attention.
Sulit na sulit. Oo. Kasi, I mean, even now, I mean, sure, we're almost five years in, no? Yung common time, technically, yung time na gising kami pareho. It's especially on weekdays, is either someone's work hours or the other one's work hours. Unless yun yung parang window before na 6 o'clock, 7 a.m. na yung isa vacant, yung isa on the way to work pa lang. Guilty ako yun. So, kaya before lahat ng available time, sinusulit namin. Either you're driving to work or from work and other ones fixing up or something like that. So, yun.
So,
That's one of the biggest.
Yung biggest ano sa inyo, parang challenges. Things. So parang generally, so how, from how I'm hearing it right now, it's really more of yun nga, trying to find time or at least yun nga, parang ma big, I think, yeah, I would think na biggest hurdle yung time kasi yun yung wala kayo so far or mostly yun yung may difference. Pero other than that,
yun yung scarce resource.
Yung nga, parang how you say that you always try to compromise, parang how do you exactly do that? How do you get to actually, ano, kasi knowing Eunice, she's very emotional. I can speak.
Huh?
Dito ko yun. Fake news ba? Fake news ako.
Listeners, it's not true.
Napakakalmado niyang tao, no?
Oo, super.
Very good ka dyan, Patrick. Super. Very good ka dyan.
Love you.
Opo.
Pero ano siya? I guess? And then, ikaw, you. Go.
What? Ikaw na, go na.
Diba? Tsaka, not emotional.
Ano? Grabe ka. Hindi, okay lang naman mag-away muna. Basta, kailangan yung pagkatapos nun. Magbabati kayo, hindi kayo mag-break. Joke lang. Paano ba? Ang hirap i-explain eh. Hindi ko alam, pero, sige, example na lang, situation. Kunyari ako, may ligang manood ng K-drama, so that's eating up my time. So, ginagawa niya, nanonood na lang siya with me. So, it's something na we do together na. Same goes with playing these games. I'm trying to learn it para I understand what he's doing in his pastime. While we get to do something that he enjoys, hindi lang ako lang yung nag-enjoy. Kasi K-drama ako naman talaga may gusto nun eh. Kahit na,
nagustuhan ko rin naman.
Meaning ko, may times na, eto na nga eh.
Sorry.
Aminin ko, may mga times. May mga times na siya na English naman, panoodin natin.
Rabbit
siya, ka. Anong K-drama? Ay, ito para maganda to. Siya na
yung
nagsasuggest, ganun. Ayun. So yun, parang, kailangan hindi lang yung interests ng isang person, but also yung isa, kahit na medyo mahirap intindihin, aralin.
Look at you now, like the one behind you, there's a big leaf.
Yeah, yun, planting. Actually, tinry ko naman yun. Di ba na yung farmer Patrick siya? Tinry ko naman yun. Madami akong halaman ng matay. So, sabi ko, yung mga aesthetic talagang na plants yung alagaan ko sa bahay.
Nagpaka-tomato cultivator
siya.
Yikes.
I don't know that reference. Joke lang.
Ikaw yun? Ano ka ba?
Hindi niya alam. Tinan mo, sobrang...
Hindi ko alam yun.
Ikaw nagsabi doon.
Korean ba yun? K-drama reference ba yun?
Hindi pa daw niya alam yung K-drama reference. Diyos ko po.
Hindi ko alam yun.
By the way, nakikinig dito yung mga kaibigan mo. So, for sure. Nakikinig sila.
Nala.
So, alam expose. Na nila.
No comment.
Ayaw
no further
nila,
comments.
Ayaw na niya. Just, ako na po yung mag-break. Nakikipag-ano po. Eh, nag-ano po siya. Addict po siya sa K-drama. Specifically, si Crash Landing on You.
Oh, but we've stopped. You've stopped watching it temporarily.
Yeah. Oh, isa pa yon. Okay. Ano? Ikaw na, hindi, ikaw na, Patrick.
What? Ano, ano to? Go.
Hindi, sagutin mo. Parang nagko-compromise.
Ah, well, actually. I guess yung, so the big compromise is yung dating physical dates. Kasi to be, ano naman, when we were still here, physically together, we had like, what, 3 times a week?
Yeah, clingy.
Ganun talaga. Pero anyway, so the big adjustment is ano na ngayon yung date in the LDR scenario. So yun nga, nabanggit nga ni Eunice. A lot of common activities. May it be as simple as cooking the same food or close to the same. Kasi minsan yung sahog dito tsaka yung sahog dun wala eh. So, ano gagawin natin? Anyway, but yun, watching, yun nga, when we started watching, ano, started with movies, I'd like to think, and then ended with series, tinry natin mag-race up until nung naputol sa season 3 dati si, tama ba, season 3 ba tayo naputol nun?
Oo, season 3 kasi walang Grace. Ayaw. Hindi yata kompleto yung Grace sa Netflix
dito
nyo.
Sa Pilipinas. Up until now, pero ang dami ko tatanan yun, from 3 to 15, 16 na ba yun, hindi ko na alam. And then, so, watching the same movies, eating the same food, stick the closest thing to having the date. And then, yun yan, nag-expand na nga to other activities. Na natuto po ako mag-makeup. Hindi ako nag-makeup, pero naintindihan ko na kung ano yung mga...
Na-confuse ako slightly dun. Ano, nag-makeup ka?
kanti lang, guys. I don't have any experiences doing the makeup. So, let's stop there. But, yun, kasi sabi nga ni eh, kailangan ko rin intindihin yung hilig niya. And the same way she does the same for me. Kasi para, it's also something that we talk about on the site. Kaya, nawala yung primer. Naga yung
I love
kunda.
It!
So, let's stop there.
And actually, that's nice, no?
So,
and
yun.
To think that even,
Nahiya po siya.
Even on the, parang, with the distance, parang, it wasn't sort of an, parang hindi siya naging sagabal. Ay, well, sagabal pa rin naman siya hanggang ngayon yung distance. Pero yung hindi siya naging hindrance for you guys to actually get to know more of each other. And at the same time, actually, yun yung every time I would see yung stories, natutuwa ako. Na parang, oh my god, still going there. Thanks, guys. my streak is still there.
Oh my god, sila pa rin. Thank you.
It's a lie.
Na nakakatuwa siya, especially when I would see you guys, na parang, yun nga, you'd have your date nights or, well, sa atin, ano siya, medyo umaga siya for you, Patrick, and then yung kay Eunice, medyo gabi or vice versa. And I'd see that you guys would eat the same food, the same noodles, same ramen, same whatever it is that you want, gagawa ng kimchi, something. So, yeah, it's pretty, ano, I admire the tenacity. Wala masabi.
Resilience.
Tama ba yung term? Okay. Mapagalitan ako ng ano, mga tao dito, mga fine, judge nila ako. Okay, fine. Resilience.
Okay lang yan. Hindi man-judge sila lahat. Okay lang yan. But yeah, so, there. So,
apart from that, yun. What else? So, it's more of really compromise. Trying to learn something about each other or trying to understand where the other person is coming from. Are there other things that you think what made you last for 5 years? So, ano pa yung mga tingin mong nakapag, ano doon, nakatulong?
I think the biggest thing is trust. Kasi, he goes out and, you know, I'm fine with that. Kasi, alam ko namang he knows what to do. Gets mo? Like, he wouldn't do anything na makakasira sa amin. Ganon. So, wala sa relationship namin yung something so typical when you're younger na kailangan full report kung sino kasama mo, saan pupunta, anong oras ko uwi, ganyan. Tapos ka-text mo buong time na nasa labas ka, ganyan. With us, it's text once you get home. Tapos may nangyari na one time na hindi ako nakapag-text kasi nalubat yung phone ko. I'm so sorry, that was once. And then after that, we both decided na we have this app on our phone that tracks where we are and when we leave the house and when we get home para in case na we aren't able to text each other, we know that we both got home safe. Pero yun lang naman yun. It's not really to stalk, oh, dito ba talaga siya pumunta, ganyan. It's really for
safety purposes.
Seeing whether or not we got home safely. Ayun. Pero may times nung mga beginning ng relationship namin na nag-away kami about that because, ewan ko ba dito, parang tanga. But I've told them na this na before. Sabi ko, it's better na you tell me right away instead of malaman ko pa some other way. Kasi it will make me think na you're hiding something from me. Ayun. That was once or twice, maybe.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah, actually, big trust. Yeah. How about you,
Pat? Well, aside from trust, siguro patience. Yeah. kasi dahil hindi naman siya yung typical na, I mean, it's not your, I don't know, the usual relationship setup. So, ayun, I mean, kanina rin naman, we're able to identify where to compromise, ganyan. But before that, kasi it's the patience, so. Na everyone is adjusting. I mean, we both are creatures of habit, I'd like to think. So, along the way, dahil may nagpapalit, nag-iiba rin lahat. So, I guess that. And the siguro sabihin ko rin communication. Kasi, especially now, we can't be physically together. We can't, you know, update each other. I mean, we know each other's friends, but it's not like, yung parang, I mean, hindi naman kami kasi parating magkakasama. So, when we communicate already, it's one thing already. At tapos, tiwala pa rin. So, whatever you say, make sure tama siya, totoo siya. And then, on the other side rin, I mean, take it as it is. Na, it's real. So, bakit? Ano, nakakatawa?
Sorry, di ba sabi niya? Okay. Bigyan ko yung context kasi oversharer ako
eh. What is this? I don't know. Ano to?
Sabi niya, di ba? Sabi niya, kung ano daw yung sabihin, make sure na yun. Tutulog na ako. Pero, ate, online si Patrick ha. Nagigame siya. Guys, sabi ko, ha? Tulog na siya. Sabi ng kapatid ko, no, he's online. He's playing games. Sabi ko, what? Tapos tinanong ko siya the next day. Sabi ko, naglaro ka pa ba kabe? Sabi niya naman, oo. Tapos tinanong ko siya ulit, so, mga ilang beses ka nang naglalaro pa habang sinasabi mo sa matutulog na ikaw. Sabi niya sa akin, hindi naman daw lagi, mga ilang beses lang.
Ilang beses.
Tapos nung naglaro kami, sabi ko, bakit 130 something na yung level mo? Tapos, apo po, nag-is champion squad ka na. Sabi ko, ilang beses pa lang ikaw naglaro since last time naglaro ah.
Uy, matagal na yun.
Tapos after nun, okay na. Nagsasabi na siya sa akin pag matulog na siya. Sabi niya, uy, maglalaro muna ako ha. 2 games lang, tapos matutulog na ako. Hindi naman ako nagagalit na nagigame siya. It's just that sabi niya matutulog na daw siya sa akin.
Pero,
sabi niya matutulog na daw siya.
Pero, but you know,
diba? Parang, pagkausap mo ako, inaantok ka na.
Antukin naman talaga ako. Pag nakahiga, nanood ako ng stream. So, kung makikinig sila ngayon, yes, pag nag-stream kayo, nagsasabi naman ako nasa phone lang. Huwag niyo ako yayain. Kasi pag yayain, mahina ako siya. Maglalaro din ako.
Ah, kasalanan! Kasalanan pa ng mga kaibigan mo!
Ziggy. Sino pa mga ano nyo? So, sino man pa yung nakikinig? Kasalanan nyo daw kung bakit siya nakakapagsinungaling or hindi nakakapagsabi ng accurately kay Eunice ng things. Grabe.
No, but in those instances, I was really, really sleepy. But, as Eunice can attest to, pag naglaro ka, nawawala yung antok mo. Which is true.
Ayun, kaya important na gagawin nyo din yung ginagawa nila para maintindihan. Kaya pala siya nagsinungaling. Joke, hindi pala siya nagsinungaling. Hindi nakapagsabi.
Nawawala. Tapos, pag naglalaro, yung naglalaro ka, hindi ka na makakasagot agad. Unless, patay ka na.
In fairness naman. O kaya, minsan may time pa, nag-FaceTime kami, diba? Sabi ko, sige, maglaro ka lang dyan. Gagawa din ako na iba dito. Pero nandyan ka lang. Parang feeling mo nandyan lang din siya. babe, nagahang eh, nagahang. Sabi, oh, sige na, sige na, bye-bye.
Hindi talaga, kumakain ng bandwidth.
Oo nga naman.
Alam mo naman, important yun.
Well, to be fair.
But you're equally as important.
Equal? Totoo ba?
Tumatawag. More mali. Important. More important sa life. Mali, mali.
Ito na naman po siya. Dati kinumpara niya ako sa aso niya. God. Tapos
I love you.
Lord, patawad.
Kaya we preach patience. Oh,
patience pala talaga. I think it's patience and understanding. Deep understanding. More importantly.
Uh-oh. When I say this, I mean this.
Kailangan may proper context. Kailangan talaga matagal na kayong magkakakilala talaga. Opo. Uh-huh. Oh, that's so, pero I'm really happy. Lalo na nalaman ko na si Eunice is trying to, kasi syempre, of course, natuwa ako na parang si Patrick was trying to understand how, or parang was also watching K-drama, tas parang even being supportive to an extent of your hobbies, like, yung mga gifts to say, diba, for Christmas, mga something to do for your vlog or yung podcast natin. So, parang, that I think is also a love language in itself. Another thing is you, pero, on the opposite side of the spectrum, hindi mo rin naman siya iniwan in a sense that you're also trying, na parang, ano ba ako, therapist ba si ate ngayon? Sorry. Hindi ko lang siya i-explain, okay? May na-realize ko lang siya habang nagsisit ako. Okay, anyway, but at the same time, what is also admirable about it is that you're also trying to understand his world as well by yun nga, playing games and so gusto mo wala walang alam eh, playing games period, so that ends that
period
part.
Ziggy, help please educate and teach what? Again playing games baka biglang baka biglang ma-addict ka na with
silang playing game. Ako?
Ikaw but have you tried?
Ikaw turuan ka daw ulit ni Ziggy.
Ay, no, maglaro. Gusto niyo ba talaga? Gusto niyo ba pag-aawayan ba namin 'yan? Ayoko, sis,
I think that should be the next
isang
material.
Game lang. Okay lang. Okay lang. Ganto kami oh. Ganto kami maglaro. Babe, I need this. I need the helmet. Wala ko ba akong baril? Babe, ayoko mas buhod. Wala pa akong baril. Oh my gosh. Namatay ka. Ito na, i-revive na kita. Wag mo muna ako i-revive. Ito na, i-revive na kita. Bug. Oh, patay na din ako.
Uy, hindi talaga guys. I tell you, alam niyo ba dati, naglaro kami. Binilang ko siya dati ng Lego Dimensions. Lego Dimensions lang to. Yung asin yung may mga tatalon-talon, may journey things. Guys, hindi ako makatalon. Yun lang yun ah. As in, hindi ako makatalon. Hanggang Animal Crossing lang po tayo. Ang capacity ng dexterity ko po. Utang na loob. So, yun. Given that, I mean, yung next step is really more of what you look forward to. So, alam naman natin that, of course, hindi naman forever yung LDR niya to begin with. So, parang, what do you look forward to as Eunice comes home?
Looking forward to, aside from umuwi and COVID barring, definitely the travels, yung trips namin. Eh, kasi before COVID naman, we're able to like put in once a year, usually towards December, January, na makaalis. The experiences are there, so, but it's a once a year thing because syempre, schedules would also be there. I mean, both schedules should align together, but when she comes home, hopefully may vaccine na po noon at safe na po ulit mag-travel. Yun, I mean, it's not just internationally, even locally, we would probably drive around or maybe go around, experience the food, experience the place. Tsaka something na mapag-uusapan rin namin more. So that, ano pa ako na-miss ko? Yung may mayakap. Yeah. And I guess it's more of the shared experience. I mean, the whole, we're compromising in terms of eating, well, trying to eat the same stuff together. But it's better when talaga physically, I'm in the same place, eating the same food, sharing the same food. Yung mga DTF na minsan...
Mga Uncle Mo's.
Uncle Mo's po. Forever. Suki po yung Uncle Mo's. Kahit anong mangyari, may Uncle Mo's po dyan. But when you come home, we can already like, we can eat together the same food. Yeah, so it's one of those, meet more friends. Kasi sikip na, ang sikip po na schedule niya pag umuwi po siya dito sa Pilipinas. So, nakasalalay po sa mga kwento kung sino yung mga ibang kaibigan. So, ay, kilala niya more. Yan.
Yeah. Ikaw,
ano, saan ka excited?
Ano pa rin naman?
I'm looking forward to going home.
Exciting naman, bihisan ako.
Apart from, of course, 98%
you. Palitan yung damit ko.
Yeah. Di ba magsha-shopping tayo together, Jelly? Tsaka yeah, Dave. Of course. Tsaka magka-Korea pa tayo together.
Of course. Sorry, Jelly.
Hindi ikaw, Patrick. Sorry, I'm Patrick. So sorry.
Doon lang ako sa...
Mag-practice ka muna kung paano mag-take ng photos, lighting. Ng travel photos. Oo. Tapos pag maganda, pasado, baka pwede ka namin isama sa mga last few days.
Pag hindi, kita naman tayo sa airport.
Isama mo naman si, ano, si Ziggy. So yeah. Sa Japan na lang tayo magkita-kita.
Oo. Doon na lang.
Hindi, joke.
Zig, ikaw mag-picture.
Joke lang. Ne. Same naman. Ako more than meeting the friends, ako siguro spending more time with my family para you get to know them a little better too. Kasi syempre, since we're long distance, nakikilala mo lang naman yung pamilya, nakikilala lang ni Patrick yung family ko through FaceTime, ganyan. And then, by the time that I get to go home, you'll get to know more of my family since medyo malaki nga yung family namin beyond just my immediate family. Mga cousins, ganyan, and all that. So, yun.
Kasi nakilala ko sila sa Hong Kong. Eh. So, yung short span na nakilala ko, yung pinsan mo sa Hong Kong.
Ay! Ano, nagde-date pa lang kami noon. Diyos ko.
Alam mo ba, Patrick, meron niya yung pinag-uusapan namin lagi. Kasi sabi niya sa akin, hala, tapos na naman yung conversation namin. Ito guys, just brief, ano, kasi ako syempre yung middleman nila ng mga panahong to. Sabi sa akin ni Eunice, hala, tapos na naman yung conversation namin kasi wala ka daw masyadong masabi. Sabi ko, itanungin mo na ako anong gusto niya, ano favorite number niya sa electric fan, baka sakaling sumagot. Ano, lahat ang classic essay.
Uy, sasagot ako doon.
Sasagot ka naman.
Pero, alam niyo yung mga sagot ko doon.
Sobrang hirap ituloy ng conversation na yun. To the point na paggabi, pinipilit kong tulugan siya para sa umaga. Sa umaga. Sorry, I fell asleep. Alande.
Ang gwapo mo naman, Patrick. Nakakaloka.
Hindi, sadyang malandi lang ako. Joke lang.
Buti na lang.
So yun, so thank you guys actually for sharing your story. So just to wrap this all up, or before we wrap this up, do you have any advice, especially for those who are starting in an LDR or actually in an LDR because of quarantine, or yeah, basically those who are thinking of getting into this, or parang ano ba yung mga dapat nilang isipin getting themselves into this kind of situation.
Kapit lang. No, but kidding aside, it's more of ano, adjusting the expectations and the routines. Kasi lahat naman bago, even if it's COVID. Oh, by the way, for the COVID LDRs, guys, be safe, be healthy. Wag ipilit pag ano, pag may at risk. Mm-hmm. But at least that's for the COVID LDR. But the real LDRs, I guess, kapit. Tiwala lang, patience, communication, and trust. Mm-hmm. Pretty much it. Everything should follow naman after nun.
Yeah.
You, anything
also,
else?
Ano, identify lang the end goal, and then, pag ayaw mo na, isipin mo lang yun. And then, it'll get better. Uy, grabe naman. Diba?
Ayaw mo na.
Hindi, oh.
Ayaw mo na.
yun lang yung advice ko. Isipin mo lang kung yun ba talaga yung gusto mong makuha in the end. If hindi, de hindi. Pero kung yun talaga yung gusto mo, go lang. Kapit lang.
Aww. Ganda yan. Remember the why. Wow! Ang sweet naman. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Thank you for sharing it with LDF.
With Jelly.
Yes, with me. So, paano nga ba? Paano kayo magsispend ng Valentine's Day? Or how have you been spending Valentine's Day for the past 5 years?
Actually, usually, nagsasend ako ng card. Kaso, I mean, okay, hindi na to surprise. Nagsend ako ng card nung Christmas, hanggang ngayon wala pa. So, ayaw ko muna magsend ng Valentine's kasi sabi ko, baka mawala na naman, sayang. Kasi nangyari na yon, nagsend ako ng card dati, tapos totoo sobrang naman, ganda ng card ko kasi may mga drawing-drawing pa, ganyan-ganyan. Mga cheesy-cheesy, ganyan. Tapos nawala siya. So, sinend ko siya ulit. Ginawa ko na lang ulit. So, inintay ko lang yung Christmas dumating. Yun lang. Mahilig pa rin ako mag-snail mail.
Okay.
Oh, snail mail nice. Siya. That's sweet. That's sweet.
It's ano, it's very sweet. Oh, it's very sweet.
Sweet talaga yung sweet.
Nakakolekta pa rin kami. Kasi ako, Amazon mail na lang sa akin.
But that's also very practical. That's very you, Patrick.
Nakahiya
yeah.
Po.
That's very practical.
Yeah.
Ayun. How do we spend Valentine's? Hindi naman tayo nang...
Because every day is Valentine's Day na.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
yun na lang.
hindi ba?
Hindi eh.
I think, well,
I'd like to think last year was K-drama. Definitely.
Definitely.
So, it's the typical dates, but maybe an extra special meal, which usually happens naman, yung talagang pinaghahandaan na pinaplano, like, days in advance. Yun, but, I mean, we're very low-key. Yeah.
Again, thank you. Thank you guys for sharing your evening with us. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick, for, you know, giving up your game night to be with both of us today. Alam kong gagawin mo siya for Eunice, pero thank you also for sharing your time with me also. So that ends our episode of LDF Convos. If you like this episode, please follow us on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. This has been Jelly and
Tinis!
Yes, and also Patrick.
Asumot lang po ako dito.
At, yes, ano naman, special asumot for the day. So,
yeah.
Again, thank you guys. We'll see you again next time.
Next week.
Well, yeah. Bye-bye!
Bye!